Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninian M. Hang Singh. The Cabinet has cleared budget of 11,718 crore rupees for conducting Census 2027. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday said Census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. He said India Census is considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the world. The minister said Census 2027 will cover the entire population in the country. Caste enumeration will also be included in Census 2027.
Considered as the largest administrative and statistical exercise in the entire world. Itna massive exercise hai ye, iske liye puri taiyari ki gayi hai, bahut well planned tarike se isko kiya jayega, and a lot of digital technologies will be used in census this time.
The minister announced that Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved reforms in coal linkage policy, Coal Setu. The Cabinet has also given its approval for the minimum support price for copra for 2026 season. The nation is paying tribute today to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending Parliament during the terrorist attack on this day in 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will pay floral tributes to the martyrs in the Parliament House premises today. Following the wildfire that erupted yesterday at Western Zuku under Konoma village, four trekkers were rescued from the site of the incident. Team leader of the reconnaissance and rescue operations constituted by the Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Imliakam SDO Civil, Setsu Zubza, yesterday informed that four trekkers were at the site when the fire was reported, having stayed overnight. He said they were successfully rescued from the area with the assistance of a local team from Konoma village. Officials confirmed that all four trekkers are safe with no injuries or loss of life. Firefighting operations resume early morning today. The cause of the wildfire is yet to be determined and remains under investigation, the official added. Principal District and Sessions Judge Kohima has sentenced a serving Gambura to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment for raping an 82-year-old woman. Principal District and Sessions Judge Mezivoloti Therie convicted Yunthon Lokes, 42 years a serving Gambura of Tesopenya village at the time of commission of offence under the relevant section of the law. The court observed that the crime was grave and was committed within the sanctity of the victim's home. The court imposed 10 years of rigorous imprisonment with a 10,000 rupees fine for rape along with additional sentences for sexual harassment and voluntarily causing hurt, and the sentences will run concurrently. Considering the victim's advanced age and the trauma suffered, the court directed the state government to provide compensation of 2 lakh rupees under victim compensation laws. It further ordered that 6,000 rupees from the total fines recovered from the convict be paid to her. Nagaland government yesterday launched the integrated data platform IDP Nagaland in Kohima, marking a significant milestone in its digital education journey. The IDP envisions a transformative system that consolidates Nagaland's diverse educational data sets into a single unified platform. It currently hosts 11 dashboards covering key domains of school functioning, offering stakeholders a comprehensive overview for informed planning and decision making. Officially launching the IDP, Advisor Hyome said the IDP will greatly enhance the functioning of the Vidya Samiksha Kendra, the state central nerve center for data analysis and decision support. Alongside the IDP, the department also unveiled SwiftChat, a new application aimed at simplifying and harmonizing daily digital interactions within the education system. Samagra Shiksha Civil App was also introduced, a digital tool designed to streamline and monitor civil works funded under the education sector. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has expressed deep pain and sorrow over the passing away of Dr. Joyce Zinir Angami, former president of Nagaland State Medical Council and director of Kripa Foundation, yesterday following a brief illness. In a condolence message, the Chief Minister described Dr. Joyce as a sincere and compassionate medical doctor who served the people, especially the marginalized and those living with HIV and AIDS. He said her demise is a great loss to the medical fraternity and the people of Nagaland, adding that the void left by her passing will be difficult to fill. While the state mourns her demise, the Chief Minister called upon all to celebrate her life by remembering her selfless service and unwavering commitment to the betterment of Naga society. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.